talk about how opportunistic their defense seems to be. That a lot of points off of turnovers there, and the key seems to be eliminating your own mistakes to beating the Eagles.
Yeah, I've had a chance to study their defense a little bit, and also a chance to watch them play as a team. Just watching the games, they're very opportunistic as a team. They have a lot of good athletes. They have good schemes across the board, and. When the ball's on the ground, they usually seem to wind up with it. So we have to do what we can to keep the ball out of their hands and have no giveaways.
What's your thought on Andre taking over at running back?
Yeah, Andre's he's been preparing each and every week like he's going to be a starter. And, we rotate those guys, and he's had some opportunities, and he's made the most of them. A lot of times he gets it in the end of games. When yards are tough to come by, but next man up, and we believe he's ready. We trust him.
What do you like about his running style?
He's an aggressive guy. He's the same guy we saw on college tape. He runs like he's going to tackle you, and that's probably what we like about him the most. He's a big physical guy. He's a cerebral guy, but he runs very aggressively.
His yards after carry is that high this year. Is there a reason you see that is the case, or is there anything specific that you've kind of noted the reason why? I mean, obviously we saw that in Atlanta game.
It's the guy yards after over, contact.
Carry. Contact.
Yards after contact. Yeah. Let's see him do a little bigger sample size, and then we'll look at it.
Coach Coughlin was talking today about wanting to see more big plays. Does Odell Beckham's arrival sort of increase the chances of seeing more big plays?
Yeah, we believe that big plays are a product of execution, doing it crisply, and extra effort. So we need to take care of those. We do a better job in both of those areas, big plays will come.
You talked last week at this time that we're going to take it slow with Odell, mm-hmm. like that. Did he exceed your expectations in his first game?
No. Just like I said last week, he's a guy, he's been in all the meetings. He's very smart, he's conscientious. He's a gifted athlete, and it showed up on Sunday.
How much more prepared is he this week than he was a week ago, do you think, heading into his second game?
He had a good week of practice so far. Today was he took advantage of his opportunities today, and tomorrow will be a big day for him, hitting the green zone and finishing our preparation with full-speed practice on the field. But we feel he's coming along nicely.
Does he have to know all of the receiver plays? I mean, I know he was on the outside, but do you want them to be able to be interchangeable at any level or in any situation?
We really don't teach positions. Whether you're a receiver or a tight end, we teach concepts. So knowing who's number one and number two and number three and what their jobs are there. And whether you get a ton of reps at one, two, or three, impacts that. But, we expect those guys to learn concepts and be able to translate that into the field.
How, in your view, did Atlanta's defense react to him being on the field last week? Did they do anything differently from what you saw as a result of that?
Atlanta had a good plan for us. They played very aggressively. They played pretty much like every down was third down early in the game and challenged us that way. So they're well coached, and they had some things in store for Odell when he got out there on the field, and we felt like when we got one-on-one matchup with him and some certain guys on their defense and their secondary that we could take advantage of it. But those were far and few between. They did a good job trying to keep his big play production to a minimum.
Is that part of what he brings in your ideal scenario, the ability to challenge the defense at a different level than maybe some other guys have been able to?
If we produce, yeah, if he's productive with his one-on-one matchups and wins and does a nice job being explosive there, executing crisply and playing with great effort, then that's certainly an opportunity, something that could come of it. He could get capped off. They could play cloud to his side and free up some other guys.
How much difference?
We'll have to see. Time will tell there.
How much different does your offense look from what you see when he's in there?
It's early to say. I mean, he hasn't had a full game where he's played 75 plays. We didn't get as many plays last week as we would have liked to play, and he was rolling in and out a little bit. So we'll have to see. The next couple weeks will tell.
Did he ever pull himself out, Ben?
No, not that I'm aware of.
So you were making substitutions?
Yes.
And with the way the Falcons approached Donnell, was that something to learn from in the sense that they seemed intent on shutting him down, but did it open up things elsewhere on the offense?
We were very methodical last week. You know, we did a nice job not forcing the football to certain guys. We trusted everyone on the field, and the ball went where it was supposed to go. And that's very big and important, and it shows that, you know, we can play with discipline and we can play with detail. And if we have to go the long haul and, you know, have long drives and run the ball and take completions and not penalize ourselves, that we're capable of doing that.
Well, for a guy who speaks and teaches conceptually, how big a step is what you just said?
It's progress, you know, it's progress.
I'm sure you're very pleased with the continuity of the offensive line so far. You have a guy in the wings now, Schwartz, you know, sort of working his way back. Do you have a plan in mind for what you'll do when he's available?
No.
How big a benefit has that been, though? You've been able to, obviously, you would have liked to have Jeff in there to start, but you have been able to start. You started with five guys in week one, and you're still with those same five guys.
No, the more they play together, you know, the better they get. And Schwartz, you know, he's been around, and he's been a part of that group. I'm sure he's chomping at the bit to get out there, but the more they play together and the more time they spend together and the better we practice, you know, the better we have a chance to play on Sunday.
You've mentioned that you put a lot on the center. You know, how much do you put on the center maybe as opposed to other offenses, and how has JD picked that up?
Yeah, we have three decision makers in our offense, and it starts with the center. You know, he makes the first call. First two calls coming out, and everything feeds off of that. And Eli has a chance to move it either way, and the back fits off of it. So those three guys together are the decision makers. The quarterback always has a trump card, but the lot falls on the center. And early in the week, you know, it seems like a lot, but as the week goes on and as you start to really, you know, fine-tune what you're doing, it becomes a little easier for him. He can play faster.
Why does he ascend and you like it's a fit in this? You know, he's a new guy who was brought in. Kind of fit in the scheme. What do you like about
it? I like a scrappy guy in there. I like a tough guy in there. Usually like a guy that you take in a boxing ring in there. I think he has those type of attributes. I think he has confidence and broad shoulders.
At this point in the season, is Andre no longer a rookie? I mean, you'd expect him to do whatever anybody else is doing veteran-wise?
Absolutely. We played, you know, what did we play? Nine games? We have nine games under our belt, something like that. So, yeah, we have confidence in Andre. We've been training. We train all those guys, even you know, Michael, who was on the practice squad, to be able to step in. And, you know, someone goes down, the next man steps in, and we don't miss a beat.